So I'm thinking, well, you know, at this point the FBI is going to come in because I mentioned the fact that my father is a communist and this is and a difficult person, not only just not observant but actually hostile to the idea of Judaism. And I asked, how do I honor that and still feel comfortable as a Jew? And so Steinsaltz's answer is precisely, you can only honor that by being comfortable as a Jew. It's a great answer. I mean, it's basically saying the question answers itself. It's a deep net. So I'm looking out at the room, and I'm seeing people are crying. I'm thinking to myself, why is that? And it never occurred to me that this story might resonate with other people. It never occurred to me. The event ends, people rush over to me. 10 rush over to me. Story, my father was a goneth, my father went to prison, my father did this, my father did that, I'm so glad you asked, the rabbi finally gave me absolution from a life of suffering. I'm thinking, it never occurred to me that I'm not the only person like this. And then, an old man comes over, a really old guy comes over and embraces me. I don't know who he is, he says. In 1941, I was with my father, whom I adored, and we were taken to a camp, and a German soldier said to me, go that way, and said to my father, go this way, and my father said, no, come with me, and I followed the commandant's instructions, that of my father, so he's dead and I'm alive. And he said, and from that moment until the rabbi tonight, I've always felt guilty for not obeying my father. So, you know, what do you do with such a thing? I run over to Steinsaltz. And I said, you've got to hear this. You've got to hear this. And he looks at me and he doesn't skip a beat. He says, but that's why we're here tonight. Not for you, not for me, but for him. The old man. That's a Jewish story. That's the center of the study of science. Religion. Not for me, not for you, but for him. Do something for somebody else.